Every Tuesday, we like to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire District with Mayor Rod Scholes. How are you, mate?
All right, Ben. Going well.
That's the way, mate. What's the word on the entertainment precinct? I believe it's a pretty good word at the moment.
Yes, we've got the resources for regions, $6.5 million, which was anticipated in the budget for that particular thing. And the rate money we get from that, with special rates from you. But that's great news. That means that jobs still scream ahead. The tenders are out for the demolition of the older buildings there and the construction of the new, the design and construction of the new.
That's fantastic. So, I mean, $6.5 million goes a long way, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, the first bid is about $20 million. So $6.5 million, a bit over a quarter. That's good to see.
Fantastic work. What's happening with some of the other projects around the region?
An update, all the projects are going well. The animal shelter, new animal shelter out there on Sydney Street, coming out of the ground well. The indoor pool extension is going well. And the Donald Horne building down near the library, you can see that it's actually up to the level of Bridge Street now. So that's the first floor in there, and they're starting to pour the concrete on the next floor up. So they're all going well. And with regards to swimming pools, I actually note that the both swimming clubs, Dam and the Muswellbrook, have had an increase in membership this year, which is good to see.
Fantastic work on both of their behalves. I was talking to Anthony Johnston, president of the Dam and Swimming Club, just the other day. They're doing some fantastic work. Now, speaking of water, the roads, there was a bit of flooding last week. What's the word?
Yes, we had over the weekend, we had quite a bit of flooding of roads. We had, I think it was up to 8 roads blocked at one stage with flood water and debris. Dry Creek is potentially the worst one out Wybong Way.
Ironically,
for Dry Creek, yes. But if those locals out there know what it's like, it goes up and goes down very quick. There's debris issues out there. We also need to, today, we'll check the structural integrity of everything out there. And I'd like to commend council staff the effort they put in over the weekend to make sure our lives are safe, which is really good. And also the other issue that happens with the floodwater is the turbidity in the river.
Yes.
Unlike Singleton and Scone, we take our water directly from the river, and so therefore we have to treat it fairly quickly after we extract it from the river, and that takes quite a bit of magic stuff, I think.
Magic stuff, that's the technical term, right? Yes.
I think it's all secret science to me, but they tweak this, twiddle that, and get all that muck out of that water so that the water we get in town is as clean as we can possibly get, and well within the state.
All right, so there could be a little bit of issue in regards to that just because of the flooded waters. Is this what we're saying?
That's right. Yep. It should be very minor because they work those sand beds very well down at the water treatment plant. But, just bear with us a little bit. That water is absolutely full of
gunk
and solids right now.
Yeah, and just a reminder, don't drive through flooded roads. That's an easy one for everyone to remember, isn't it?
It is. I actually thought of that myself earlier today. I might have mentioned that, yeah, but it looks like we're going to have this kind of weather, stormy weather, water up, water down very quick. Yeah, don't drive through flooded roads.
Excellent work. Mayor Rod Scholes, as always, thank you very much for keeping us up to date. We'll speak next week.
Thanks, Beth.